Okay, Torah, Parshas Vayera, page Yudalid. We didn't learn too much, inside. Okay, middle of the first column of Yudalid, 27. We're not there yet. I know, we just started the top of Yudalid. Okay. We're at 8 lines in the top of the page of Yudalit. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the spiritual source of everything causes sweetness, let's say, to happen in the apple, but the source of the seed doesn't have sweetness. But it's the source of the sweetness for the apple. Therefore, the seed creates an apple, nothing else. Chochma, the Sfiris and Atzilis, are the source that allows, through his Shtaushalis, the level of Chesed, or right hand, or Mayim, or all those various different things that we say. So he says, V'kachu b'inyin b'inyin b'chinus Chochma, the same thing in the level of Chochma. Sheyesh b'gam king gavaya mal gavaya. There's high above high. Hagam she chokhma de bria eina me'erech v'lei mosa chokhma niris v'nigle basiyo, even though chokhma bria even is a spiritual level of chokhma, not in a tangible brain. Let's say down here, chokhma has to be in a brain. The level of chokhma up there, in bria even, not even at Silas. Hagam she chokhma de bria eina me'erech v'lei mosa chokhma niris v'nikol makeimu maka v'sheirish. It's the source. The Esmiman is Savu B'chinas Chochma Da'asiyah Niglus. Just like the spiritual worlds are spiritual sources for the physical things. Okay, even Chochma B'riya, which is Yesh Mi'ayim, but it's still spiritual Yesh Mi'ayim. The Kachi Chochma Da'asiyah is the same thing as level of Chochma Vatsilus. Ime Yesh B'chinas Chakim Leibu Chochma Yediyah. Even though it's the level of Chochma, but not in our known form of Chochmah, meaning it's not on the level, like a tangible level of Chochmah. It's the source of the source. Chochmah Bria is the source of this world, and Chochmah Natsilis is the source of Chochmah Bria.
But in Bria,
there's also no tangible Chochmah, but it's a different level of source.
It's lower than
that. Right. Avalius unto Chakim. I know, Mshach, Serin Tab Chachm. But it's Elukus coming in to the level of Chachma. Haine Achachma, Mamish Ranti Mot, Lachain, he Bechinus Ambasanuse. Therefore, you see, the Gemara says the expression, in the place where you see Hashem's greatness, there you see his humility, which is spoken about Torah and about the world. Torah, you see, God's great humility, that he took infinite Torah wisdom, which is his wisdom infinite, and he lowers it into a physical book of understanding. Or Hashem took his infinite power and created a finite world. That's what the word Atzilus is in Hebrew. Atzilus. The word Atzilus has two meanings. One is Eitzel, it's close. And another one is Hatzolah v'hafrosha, meaning a separation, meaning a lowering.
How about nobility?
No, that's not Atzilus.
It's a different spelling?
Yeah. So Atzilus means it's still close to Hashem, meaning it's Elokus, it's not Bria Yesh Mi'ayin yet, it's all Kedusha, but it's still a separation from Hashem, that it comes down now into 10 levels.
That Hashem should lower himself, ki'ilu hu b'madrega b'chusa,
as if it's in a lower level. Like it says in the Pasuk, this is what the source of Atzilus is. By the 70 Yaltis, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, where's the beef? And I mean, Eden said, where's the beef? And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Miayin li basar. Right? So Hashem said, gather the 70 elders. Right? But Salti min aruach, Hashem says, I will go to speak, share with them, I will lower to them from your level. They're on a lower level than you, and they'll be able to give meat. The Fisha Am and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Miayin li basar. So not, as Chassidus explained, it's not the simple meaning of what the Pasuk said, Moshe Rabbeinu is complaining to Hashem, where am I supposed to get meat from? And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayad Hashem tiktzad. Are you like shortening the hand of Hashem when you think Hashem can't do it? How is it possible Moshe Rabbeinu said, Miayin li basar? Doesn't he know Hashem can do whatever he wants? So Chassidus explained, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't doubt Hashem. He said, Miayin li basar. I am a level of Atzilus. The Jews are asking for physical stuff. All the hashpos of the Jews have to go through Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, the Rebbe explains, the man was in the merit of Moshe, the well was in the merit of Miriam, and the clouds were in the merit of Aaron HaKohen. What happens when Miriam died? The well stopped. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? The well came back in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron died, the cloud stopped. That's why the Kanani came to fight. What happened? It came back in the Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rebbe explained, because the Moshe Rabbeinu, all the sustenance of the generation goes through Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says like this, Ma'ayin li basar. Hashem, I know you can do whatever you want, but coming from me, that's not my level. My level is Atzilus. Ma'ayin li basar, how in the world can I sustain this, you know, like it says, they had meat. The Jews just mixed it up. The Jews had a ton of cattle. Right? The Pasuk said, mixed it up. They had an abundance of cattle. They answered, what? They stopped complaining. Like some people lead her to death. Yeah, whatever. The Jews like to complain, no matter what. Too fast, too slow, too hot, too cold. So what's the pshat? So Hashem says, and this is what the Alter Rebbe says, that's the definition of the word Atzilus. V'atzalti min ruach asher alecha, I will separate from your spirit, I'll give it to the 70 elders that are lower than you, and it will go through them. Yeah, it comes through you, but not directly from you. It comes through you, to them, through them. Lo yochel hashpiyas ha'hashpa sathman shoch basi gashm. Therefore Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Esoli Shivim Ish, Shem B'madreig Apchus, they're on a much lower level than you. Haino Shleyim is Gashmim Mamish. It's not going to come Gashmis from you. El Vatzalti Menuach Asher Lacha V'samti Aleihem. I'll give them from your spirit. Meaning, Sheyen Yenik Gam Lohem M'madreig Azu, that they'll be able to, the 70 elders, will sustain themselves from Moshe Rabbeinu, but the 70 elders did not become Moshe Rabbeinu. Even when they were saying Nevuah, Elder, they made that whole thing over there. They didn't become Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's hashpa, his sustenance, was lowered to come through them. The same thing, Chochma Vatzilus is the source of Chachma of Bria, which is eventually the source of Chachma of Asiya.
Would that happen if there were no Moshe?
You can't have a nation without Moshe Rabbeinu.
Why is there a bringing of Papa to the in Bayerah? Because of the
Pasuk that... It says, Erdo Nova Erdo. Yeah, that's what it says. It's connected to Zayah on that part, whatever. Okmeik in Lamay in Yin Atzilus. What's the level of Atzilus? It's a descent for our godliness to come into Chochmah and so on. Therefore, the 10 spheres of Atzilus and Pasachli are called Eset Tikkunin. Again, ornaments, not garments that conceal, but rather ornaments that enhance. Levushal Ein Sof. But it's not the essence. Nevertheless, It's not actually garments like it is in Bria, Tikkunin. But ornaments, Mishum Diyeva Gamer, Hamashen can be a Biyab Yitzi in the sea. Okay. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining until now, this is fundamental, Poshit, basic Chassidic Maimer. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the way Elokus comes into the world through the four worlds. It's in the level of Atzilus, that world is not a world of concealing God. It's a world that enhances Hashem, so to speak, to allow Hashem, or Hashem can do whatever he wants, but that's where Hashem set it up, which allows him to come into this physical world, but it's a spiritual source that when that spiritual source comes down, like we said, Chesed of Atzilus, when it comes down, becomes a physical hand, becomes water, becomes sweetness, becomes whatever it is. It's like the seed in the ground that germinates, and then out comes an apple tree. That doesn't mean the seed has the taste of the apple. It doesn't. It has the potential of creating an apple via the apple tree. So he says now, Ve'ezehu antuchad v'lei b'chushbon. That's what it says. You are one, but not in the cheshbon, not in the reckoning. Meaning, Sheina nimna b'chlalo yutzviris. Hashem himself is not counted as one of the 10 spheres. In other words, Hashem, like you said before, at the beginning of the Maimon, the Nefesh is not Seichel Amidis. The Nefesh functions through Seichel Amidis, but the Nefesh is infinitely greater than Seichel Amidis. If anything, Seichel Amidis lower than the Neshama, limit and restrict the Neshama to come down into a particular thing. But the Neshama itself, and the same thing he says, is in Elokus, in the Eberstudin worlds. Hashem himself is not composed of 10 spheres. He doesn't have Seichel Amides. Hashem of Leibu Chushban is not at all on that level. Shein Areich Elam Klau. He says, because even the Savas of Chochmah from Kesed, okay, Kesed is the crown on the head. That's also Yashmian that the Pasuk says, a Chochma Ma'ayin Timotze. But like I say, that is Taushus. Shebechin is his Havas Yashmiyash. It's not like the chain of the world, cause and effect, which the effect comes from the cause, but the cause is something which causes the effect. Based on the cause, that's what type of effect you have. Greater maturity, your midas are more mature. Less maturity, your midas are less mature. It's cause and effect. Over there, it's not yesh miayin, it's yesh miyesh. And he says, v'hinei b'chol eilem esatzilis b'riyitzir asiyya yesh b'chinas keset hamamutza. Okay? Okay, malchus datzilis, malchus of atzilis becomes the crown of b'riya. Malchus of b'riya becomes the crown of yitzira. Meaning like this. Just like atzilis, so to speak, is the intermediary between Hashem and worlds, because Hashem really is above any level of 10 or any level of world or any, you know, any limitation whatsoever. So by Hashem coming down, when you sign the Yerida of Hashem coming into Atzilus, it's Hashem connecting himself to become a source. Now, even that level of God, which is only a source of creation, is also a limitation. Because if you're a source for something, even though that thing is yesh miayin, but the fact that you are the source of it automatically connects you to it. Indirect, in other words, the fact that the apple seed, which is tasteless or whatever, is the source of an apple, that means it's still connected to an apple.
The connection makes it limited?
Huh?
The connection makes it limited?
It's an apple. It's an apple seed, not a pear seed, not a peach seed, not a whatever.
Can apple seed become an apple without a soil?
No.
So what is a soil? What is an apple seed?
It's when the apple seed becomes united with the earth and the power of vegetation that the earth has, both things together create.
What is in spiritual level? We said the apple seed.
When Hashem comes, no. When Hashem comes into Chochmah, okay, together with the other spheres, then you create the tangible level of Chesed, Gvurah, Chochmah, Bina, and Daat. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, one second, the Alter Rebbe is saying, just like there's a level of Chesed between Atzilus and higher than Atzilus, between each world, there is a Chesed. Because even though, generally speaking, it's a Shtal Shalus, the worlds are right, the four worlds are a chain, right? A link chain, whatever. Yeah? Now when you have a link chain, so let's say you have 40 links in the chain. Now they're all interconnected, which means the bottom link is still connected to the top link because they're all interconnected. Nevertheless, the ishtaushis of the worlds means that Malchus into Chochmah. 10 levels into Chochmah. So, but every world has a Chochmah. And every level Chochmah is Ayin Timatze. So, even though really it's not like Chochmah Vatsilis, which is Taka Yeshmi Ayin, because there's no Chochmah higher than that. But between the worlds, even the level of Chochmah Bria, it's still, in a certain respect, Yesh Mi'ayin of Atzilus, even though it's the chain link, straight into it. From Malchus of Bria, to get to Chochmah Yetzirah, Chochmah again is Ma'ayin Timatzeh. Every level of Chochmah, relatively speaking, is Ma'ayin Timatzeh.
So what's the difference between Chochmah of Atzilah and Chochmah of Bria?
The Keser is different. It's a much lower Keser.
It's a less revelation?
Correct. Less revelation.
Less revelation.
Correct. The difference between Atzilus and Asiya is not in God. The essence of Hashem is in this world. The essence is the essence. It's just in revelation. Atzilus is more, but he is, yeah.
Isn't it true you have a part of the essence, you have the essence?
Correct. So now how do you have the essence? Down here? To have it. Not that it exists.
You have a part of it, you have it.
Yeah, so how do you reveal that?
Through your Torah mitzvot.
Torah mitzvot. Kol ha-mitzvot mitzyachsim elo atzmos. The expression is in the Rebbe Shabbat. That all mitzvot, tzafsa v'chibur, binding, connection. So in other words, like this. Yeah, a Jew has a neshama. The yechid shebenefesh is chelek olakam imal mamish. Mamish, God. It's an extension of God, the essence of God. Correct? But nevertheless, that Yechid is buried. Mm-hmm. So, in order to connect our Yechid to the essence of Hashem, we need to reveal, was it a Remo Fried song? You just need to reveal it. It's there, you just need to reveal it. Okay? Now, how do you reveal that essence?
Just do it.
But just do what? Eating pizza is not going to do it.
Yeah, if you say the bracha, I will do it.
Then it's the bracha, it's not the pizza.
Then you trust in eating this pizza, will do it. If you say the zimun.
Okay, no enochanami. So then the eating becomes old. What happens if you press it like a chazer? So then you're lowering into klipa, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. Okay, so it's just a level of revealing it. Now, down here, the neshama, in order to reveal its essence, is only by doing Torah mitzvahs. Neshama in Gan Eden cannot reveal essence because it doesn't have Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, what do the neshamas have in Gan Eden? Nanim miziv hashchina. They have enjoyment from the ray of the Shechina, a revelation of the Shechina. They don't have the essence of the Shechina.
They
study
Torah.
You study Torah, you do mitzvahs. Then, yeah, but they don't do any. They learn Torah. What else they do a whole day? They learn Torah, and Shamas learn Torah, and Gan Eden. But they don't learn Torah like we learn it. Chassidus gives two examples of how he learned Torah in Gan Eden. One is, it's a, the Mishnah, the beginning above Metziah, that all the kids learn. Shnayim Eichsim Betalis. Two people come to Beis Din. They're, both of them are holding the corners of a garment. And they come to Beis Din. This guy says, I found it. This guy says, no, I found it. You know, the thing. That's one Mishnah. So how do they learn that in Gan Eden? There's no talis there. There's no... So Chassidus explains, talis, garments, are mitzvahs. Torah is food. Remember, garments surround you. Shnayim Eichsim Betalis. The way they learn the Mishnah in Gan Eden is, two neshamas are fighting over a mitzvah. This one said, I did the mitzvah. This guy said, no, I did the mitzvah. In other words, who's taking credit for the mitzvah? Okay? So over there in Gan Eden, they're not learning two people come to Bezin fighting over a talis. There's no talis there.
Right,
but they're learning Torah, but they're not doing it in a way that it's a mitzvah, that they become connected to the essence of Hashem through that. They don't. No, no. That's why you're not allowed to wear your tzitzis out in a cemetery. You're not allowed to make a minyan next to a grave. Why? So there's a pasuk, the Gemara, there's a pasuk called Loyeg L'Rosh. You're laughing at the poor person because Bameisim Chavshi, dead people don't have mitzvahs. One second, dead people don't have mitzvahs. I'm going to daven or wear my tzitzis out by your grave. Basically, I'm teasing them. Hey, you don't have mitzvahs and I have mitzvahs. Either in Gan Eden, but they don't have mitzvahs there. Yes, they learn Torah. And another mitzvah, a mishnah is, Hamachet Paro Chamor, in Bava Kama, there's a mishnah. A guy exchanges a cow for a donkey, okay, and then the cow gave birth, and you didn't know if it was before the exchange or after the exchange. So now the question, who owns the calf? If it was before the exchange, then the original owner owns it. This is after the exchange, the second. And there are no witnesses. So the home, right, the mishnah, sumchas, chachom. But how do they learn this mishnah? There's a nefesh habamis, behema. There's a nefesh habamis of a chamor. There's a nefesh habamis of a shor. There are different types of... So in Gan Eden, they learn it in a spiritual way. A spiritual nefesh habamis, not the physical cow and the... So, okay, anyway. See, the Alter Rebbe is saying now that between every world, there's still a level of keser. Even though it's all ishtalshel. So now, okay, it says like this. So what's the difference now between the keser of Atzilus that creates Chochma of Atzilus and the keser of Bria that creates Chochma Bria and Yitzira? To be mamish as Tzimtzum Arishin is, I'll explain it, Mokum Ponim. V'sav is Bia. And the creation of Bria Yetzirah Sia, or Aidei Mafsik Ben Atzilus Bria Ben Yetzir Bria Yetzirah, V'loy Mokum Ponim. Okay? And now the Alter Rebbe says, I'll explain what's the difference. But let me just explain what it is before we see what it is. When a teacher is very smart, and he wants to teach little children, he cannot teach the children on his level. If he teaches them on his level, it's way over their head. So what does he need to do? He needs to give a mashal. A mashal, a parable, an example, an analogy. Right? Like Shlomo HaMelech, for every Dvar Chochma, said 3,000 mishalim. The Pasuk said. Shleish yourself in mashal. Shlomo HaMelech gave a mashal, he was so brilliant. For everything, he gave 3,000 mashalim, parables, analogy, whatever you want to call it. So basically, I'll give you an example. You want to talk about Or Ein Sof, revelation of godliness. Okay? So what do you use as a mashal? Sunlight. Sunlight. Yeah? Sunlight. The windows are open, it comes in. You close the windows, it doesn't come in. So that we understand, you let God in, he shines, you know, yeah? Now, godliness has nothing to do with the sun. The revelation of godliness has nothing to do with the light of the sun. The light of the sun is physical, tangible, measurable. The revelation of... But we can't understand that. So in order for us to have a little bit of understanding, we give an analogy that we can understand it. Right? So there's one type of tzimtzum that the teacher needs to do. He can't explain it on his level because it's above the level of the kids. So he has to give a mashal. Then there's another level. The teacher is so brilliant and so smart, even to, so to speak, it's not exactly true, but compared to the student, he's infinite. So he can't cut his wisdom in half, it's still going to be infinite. So what does the teacher need to do? He needs, so to speak, to remove everything he knows. Just remove it. Not forget it. Just like...
contain.
Put it off to the side. And reveal a level connected to the kids. So there's two levels of symptom of a teacher to a student. One is he just lowers it with a curtain. The mashal is the curtain because the mashal has nothing to do with the light bulb we're talking about. But then there's a higher level of tzimtzum, which is tzimtzum, what's called tzimtzum arishen. And here the Alter Rebbe said that's really between Atzilus and higher than Atzilus. Relatively speaking, is also tzimtzum of makom panui. Because above Atzilus is infinite. If you limit infinite, it's still infinite because you can't limit infinite. Okay? So, we have 3 minutes. Let me just explain what Alter Rebbe is going to explain here. It says at the beginning of Eitz Chaim from the Arizal. Okay, but Chilak Shalom, Achshav, this is an expression brought down all over Chassidus. It's not that I never learned Eitz Chaim. I don't, definitely don't know Eitz Chaim by heart, but this is what it says at the beginning of Eitz Chaim. But Chilak Shalom, Achshav, Yiz Baruch Liv, Reis Ha'ilam. At the beginning, when Hashem wanted to create the world, there's infinite level of godliness all over the place. There was no ability to create the world because it's all a revelation of infinite. If infinite is all over the place, you can't make finite. Okay? So what did Hashem do? Hashem removed his infinite wisdom off at the side. And he re-revealed a level of limited, relatively limited level of alakus, which is called the kav. Okay? The kav, a line. You mean Hashem re-revealed the line of, and that level is still infinite, but relative to the before symptom, it's an infinite level of alakus, and therefore a world were able to exist. Okay? Now what does it mean? It means, very simply, like this. Hashem, because he's God, he has an infinite power and he has a finite power. You can't say, if somebody asks you, is God infinite or finite? And they tell you God is infinite, it's an apikoros. Why? Because, number one, then you're limiting him that he's only infinite and not finite. That's also a limitation. If something is infinite and not finite, that itself is a limitation. And secondly, if Hashem is taka infinite only, how can infinite create a finite world? You can't create what you're not. So therefore, whether we understand it or not, it's totally irrelevant. But the fact is, Hashem is above infinite, above finite. And therefore, Hashem could make infinite. He could make finite. And he even could put them both together. Because he's above both of them. From his place, they're the same. Okay, now, when Hashem reveals his infinite power, then Hashem's finite power is not revealed. Because what's revealed is infinite. So how do you get finite power to be revealed? You can't make it less with a curtain, because cut it in half, it's still infinite. So Hashem has to, so to speak, forget everything he knows, which is not true. The teacher just forgets it for the moment. Right. Not that he doesn't have it, he has it. But it's not revealed. Hashem, at that moment, unreveal this infinite power, put it back into potential state, therefore reveal the finite, created the world, and to be continued.
Now we can recap it again.
Again and again and again.